The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Kisavah cites a fascinating and very provocative statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's not exactly clear why this statement is incorporated. The primary aim of the Medrash is to describe Kriyas HaTara based on the Pasuk of Vayikra Moshe as an original template for Kriyas HaTara. But either way, it quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and this is a Medrash which appears both in the Mechilta and in the Yalkut Shimoni in Yisrael, so it's a Medrash which appears in other locations. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said as follows, Minayin ata omer, ilu hayu Yisrael chaserim, afilo adam echad, lo haya hashchina niglais aleihem. Had the Jewish people been short, or been deficient, one out of 600,000, had they had 599,999 people missing that one, the Shechina would not have emerged, and presumably the Torah would not have been delivered. And cites a pasuk in Yisrael to back it up, Ki beyom ha-shlishi yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. And to back this up, the Medrash cites a story with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was about to darshin in the large shul, not sure where, but it was a large hall. And he asks, has everyone arrived? Kol ha'kahal. And presumably, he wasn't waiting out of deference or out of respect for the latecomers, but he felt that the shir could only commence once everyone had arrived. Now, the truth is, this sense of Har Sinai attracting an entire crowd and a faithful rendition or re-dramatization of Har Sinai requiring entire crowd, this is behind the terminology applied to Har Sinai in Sefer Devarim Yom HaKahal, said a few times in Sefer Devarim. This is behind the mitzvah, once every 7 years, to recreate the experience of Har Sinai through the mitzvah of Hakel. And that's why people who may not be formally required to study Torah are still demanded at Hakel, particularly women and children, because Hakel is not just an attempt for cerebral study of Torah, it's an attempt to recreate that collective, seminal, and formative experience of Yom HaKahal. So Har Sinai can only be faithfully rendered if the entire Kahal is there for Hakel to recreate Yom HaKahal. The question is why? Why is it important for there to be a full representation of Jews at Har Sinai for Har Sinai to commence? So, I think that the first idea that many people consider is that this is the delivery of Torah to a human audience without a full spectrumed Am Yisrael ready and stationed and willing to accept the Torah. There's no purpose for this experience. It's futile. And metaphysically, not just experientially, but metaphysically, there's a kedusha that Am Yisrael achieves, which is larger than the sum of its parts. When they exist as a people, there's a metaphysical entity called Am Yisrael that generates a role, a function, a presence in our universe. Again, metaphysically means we're not able to sense it, but it exists. It's not mystical. It's something which, if we were to possess the lenses to see beyond human experience, we could sense it in a metaphysical realm. And it's that kedusha that Am Yisrael generates as a people that warrants the events of Har Sinai and the delivery of the Torah. Said in a more, perhaps, classic, Hasidic toned view, is that the kedusha of Am Yisrael is what jumpstarts Har Sinai and the delivery of the Torah. And it's higher than, as it were, the kedusha of the Torah. This Rav Amital would always say that kedushas Am Yisrael comes before kedushas HaTorah, because Am Yisrael was born as a nation before the Torah was delivered on Pesach. The Torah was delivered only on Shavuot. Even without these metaphysical concepts of whose kedusha warrants or sanctions or enables other kedusha, without a fully represented people, there's no purpose, there's no function to delivering the Torah. I believe there's a marsha, in fact I remember someone showing it to me. I don't remember exactly where, but the marsha has a slightly different approach, and I think he quotes this Medrash. Essentially, we think that there's one truth to Torah because we process experience as binary. And it's either on or off, yes or no, black or white, day or night, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course. There are multiple truths, which to human beings, with their limited mental capabilities, seem to be mutually exclusive. For Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one complementary truth. And at Har Sinai, each of the 600,000 people received a different truth of Torah. Very astounding, very, very audacious. We typically, even when we do subscribe to the notion of multiple truth to an infinite Torah, talk about the number 70, Shivim Panim Latara, which is probably the most famous expression in Chazal. It's all over. It's all over Chazal, Midrashim, Gemaras, Shivim Panim Latara. And in our mind's sweep and scale, we can imagine 70. It's a little hard to imagine 600,000, but it sounds like, according to the Marsha, there were 600,000 views of Torah. And being that people aren't capable of incorporating all of those, each one, each individual had to achieve or conceive of one, and had, if there weren't a sweep of 600,000 people, then the full spectrum and the full breadth of Torah wouldn't have been conveyed, and in that respect, Torah would have been compromised and inauthentically delivered. So there needed to be 600,000, that's a magic number, 600,000 people, so that all 600,000 streams of Torah could be properly appreciated. Which, of course, just reminds us, again, in an age of very radical, overconfident and very exclusive and potentially dismissive statements about what's the truth of Torah and the derech of Torah, reminds us that there isn't one truth of Torah and there isn't 70, or there aren't even 70 truths of Torah, but there are 600,000. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai, according to the Marsha at least, is asserting the need for all 600,000 streams of Torah truth to be absorbed.